Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Thursday, August 30th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is the next Apple event. Apple officially announced that it will hold a special event on September 12th at Steve Jobs Theater in Cupertino, California, at the usual 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. The event announcement tagline is Gather Round, which is seen underneath the outline of the Apple Park Circle, likely only a reference to this being only the second iPhone event held at Apple's new headquarters. More telling is the gold theme of the ring and text, a hint that the new iPhone X will come in gold, unlike last year, despite the FCC revealing photos of an unreleased iPhone X in gold earlier this year. Apple is also expected to unveil new Apple Watches and details about AirPower at the event. New iPads and Macs are also rumored, but it's unclear if these will be announced at a later event. Apple does have a history of holding second events in October. And if that's not enough hype, 9to5 Mac exclusively shared the first look of both the new iPhones and new Apple Watch today. Check out the site to see pictures of both. The name for both new OLED model iPhones will be iPhone XS, we believe, and our image shows that there will indeed be a larger version this year. Also confirmed by our reporting today is the return of the gold edition, as rumored before, and it's set with a black front, just like the FCC leak. While we're not certain of the Apple Watch name, we presume Apple Watch Series 4, following tradition, and revealed by our images of the new Apple Watch, is indeed a larger screen as rumored. This is achieved by reducing the bezel dramatically and not increasing the overall case size or changing the watch band design. The photo we shared also shows a brand new watch face that takes advantage of the much larger screen, showing a total of 8 complications around an analog clock. Also seen is a new hole between the digital crown and side button, likely a second microphone, and a slightly redesigned crown and side button. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.